Good morning. Today is Monday, May 23rd. Here are the top headlines from the News and Observer. Today will be cooler and mostly cloudy with a high of 81, thunderstorms likely and a low of 64. In our top story, schools in the UNC system are among the hundreds of colleges and universities not requiring prospective students to submit test scores right now. While most schools made the decision as the pandemic disrupted learning environments and test availability, some did it to address equity and accessibility issues. Now there are two big questions: will those often dreaded standardized test scores go back to being a required part of the college admissions process? And should they? In the UNC system, officials may not be ready to ditch the tests yet. They say there's still a need for as many points of information as possible to fairly evaluate students. Across North Carolina schools, all 11th graders take the ACT test. But test preparation can vary widely based on schools and families' resources. In politics news, North Carolina voters are poised in November to help break the tie between the country's two political parties battling for control of the U.S. Senate. And the attacks have already begun. Voters last week chose former North Carolina Supreme Court Chief Justice Sherry Beasley as the Democratic nominee and Representative Ted Budd as the Republican nominee. Beasley has nearly $3.3 million on hand compared to Budd's $1.1 million. But Politico reported that two national Democratic groups have not yet committed financing to Beasley's campaign. Beasley would be North Carolina's first black woman senator, in a congressional delegation that is expected to include more black women next year, with Triangle voters likely to send State Senator Valerie Fauci to the House to join Representative Alma Adams of Charlotte. In business, Google and North Carolina-based Epic Games have reached a temporary armistice in their ongoing legal battle over Bandcamp, the digital music store known for its eclectic selection and direct-to-artist payment system. Epic, the company behind popular video games such as Fortnite and Rocket League, acquired Bandcamp in March, and Google indirectly threatened to remove Bandcamp from its app store if Bandcamp didn't change its payment policies. On Friday, the two companies reached a temporary agreement that will allow Bandcamp to operate unchanged through Google Play for at least a year. And finally, in sports, the Carolina Hurricanes played another tight low-scoring playoff game Sunday against the New York Rangers that again featured the two goaltenders, New York's Igor Shesterkin and the Canes' Antti Raanta. The Rangers and Shesterkin emerged from Madison Square Garden with a 3-1 win in Game 3 of the best-of-seven series. Game 4 is Tuesday at the Garden, with the Canes looking to take a 3-1 lead back to Raleigh, and the Rangers seeking to square the series. Carolina is 6-0 at home, but now 0-4 on the road. Those are just some of the stories we've been working on for our readers. For the latest information, please visit our website, and consider supporting our journalism with a subscription.